Without further ado, please call up our first individual for communications today.
107, request of Michael O'Callaghan to address council regarding report from the street.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to the council, both of you.
Thank you.
I've been testifying here now for about 8 years. I've been on the street for about 8 years and an advocate for those that live without shelter. One of the five that helped start Right to Dream. Early, I'd like to know, one of my issues is what authority government has. And you mentioned excluding people here from City Hall. I'd like to know what authority you have to exclude people from City Hall. What law gives you that authority? Anyway, you don't have any authority to do sweeps. You don't have any authority to confiscate property, yet the city does it. Be part of my second litigation against the city. I'm presently in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on the camping ordinance. They granted expedited consideration to me, and the briefs, your brief is due on the 13th of this month. Our brief has already been submitted. It's interesting they granted expedited consideration. I would assume the camping ordinance will be struck down just like it was in Multnomah County in 2008. Cats decided to ignore that. Also, in the Ninth Circuit Court, L.A. versus Desert Rain, it was also struck down. Okay, Anna Aiken, right here in federal court, said that to sweep when the shelters are full is cruel and unusual punishment, which contravenes the Constitution, which you're sworn to uphold. Another issue I have is the homeless count. Okay, I submitted a few papers, so I won't go into details on that, but you've got 12,000 people on the streets. 7,000 people, the Portland School District has said that they're teaching that are homeless. Over there in the county, she said that they put 2,000 people in housing last year. So obviously, the count of the homeless is woefully inadequate by a factor of five. So if you want to solve a problem, you have to understand the magnitude of the problem. There are 12,000 people on the streets. Now, the solutions are pretty obvious. Right to Dream, which I helped start, one of the five people that helped start it, Dignity Village, Hazelnut Grove, these are the solutions. What we did when we started R2D2 is that we received $20,000 in fines from the city. Oh, wow, how nice. You guys really work with us quite well. You know, there is a solution, okay? Follow the solution. Why hasn't it happened? Nobody's responsible. Nobody here is responsible for homeless. Somebody's responsible for housing. Nobody's responsible for homeless. Another reason is because you have snakes in your legal department, okay? Oh, it's not against the law to sleep in Portland, just against the law to put a blanket on yourself or put a tarp on yourself, okay? Total disrespect, no compassion, okay? Now, I appreciate your attitude and your change in this process. It looks pretty good, but please don't ignore the courts. Another thing, would you like to feed a million meals to people? Do the same thing that France did. The entire country prohibited supermarkets from throwing away passport date food. Okay, yes, just sir. The sign, 1,000 people are fed. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.